Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, he saw great multitudes, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Jesus has compassion for you. He will heal you. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:25-28. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." And she said, "True, Lord, yea, the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thy will." And her daughter was made whole from that hour. Matthew 14:33-36. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out unto all the country around about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they may only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew 15:29-31. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, dumb, blind, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, and the maimed to be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Mark 5:25. Certain woman that had an issue, had a flow of blood for 12 years, and suffered many things of many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. And she heard about Jesus, came behind him and the crowd, and touched his garment. And she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the afflictions. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself what that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But the disciples said unto him, "You see the multitudes thronging, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that had happened to her, came and fell down before him and behold him, and told him the whole truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, your faith hath made thee well. Go in peace, be healed of your affliction." Mark 10:46. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timotheus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." And many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out the more, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." So Jesus stood and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, arise, he calleth you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. What do you need to throw aside to come to Jesus? So Jesus answered and said unto him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said unto him, "Rabboni,"